flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mark Hockman.
The Grimace died today, so sorry if I'm a little short with you. Is French onion soup a soup?
Channing Crowder.
Can you have a bar mitzvah at 30?
Black people invented sandwiches.
Alejandro Solana.
A lot wild.
Christmas Eve the 24th?
Yeah, this year I think it falls on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to check.
Man, let me put that in the calendar.
Yeah. Let me check. Yep, 24th this year.
Okay, cool.
Sports.
Jimmy, hit him with a yeah, boy.
You gonna eat that cornbread?
More sports.
But John Denver like me?
He's dead for like 30 years.
So no.
I don't even know how they get the rib inside the throw. I'm good.
The most sports.
As my friend Tom Hanks once said in the movie Sully, birds.
Feet are a nasty part of the body.
Of course you hate feet. You have ass on your foot.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Very interesting time to be a Miami Heat fan because it's just a constant flow of news. It's all over, you know, sports television, sports radio, and social media, but it really is. I'm watching Shams right now on SportsCenter. Shams. Heat talking to multiple teams, including Suns and Warriors. Seems Solana sent us something from Brian Windhorst on ESPN that I thought was super interesting, where he said, you know what? This is what we talked about. This is, you know, you ever watch those nature shows where those rams that are just, I mean, it looks like neither ram can, like they're just bashing their horns together. And it's making these loud cracking noises, but you can't imagine that one side is going to beat the other one because, well, they're rams and they don't know anything other than to just keep bashing their horns against each other.
Hey,
and
Ram.
That's what Jimmy and Pat are doing right now. But Windhorst was saying what we were saying yesterday, you know, which is both these guys are used to getting their way. And neither one of them is interested in backing down at this point. So I find the entire thing, again, from a content perspective, it's great. Amazing. And I do think I said this yesterday, but I really do think this. And I can still love Jimmy Butler, and I can love the Jimmy Butler era. Just think he's going out small here. But I really take some perverse pride in the Miami Heat and Pat Riley being able to go toe-to-toe with a superstar athlete and not cave. Mm-hmm. I just, there's, you know, you do invest, we goof with it, but you invest as a Heat fan, you buy into, you invest in Heat culture and Heat DNA. And, you know, there's a reason why I believe Zion Williamson could be fixed by the Miami Heat. That's not unwarranted. Yeah. Like, that's a legit thought because they've done it with players before. And it's part of what I think makes it fun being a Heat fan. And so I've had this perverse pleasure over the last couple of weeks of the Heat saying, yeah. I don't know who you're used to dealing with, Minnesota or Chicago. Like, I don't know what you think you can accomplish by your actions, because we ain't them. And I really have enjoyed that. Being a Heat fan, I've enjoyed Pat Riley and the Heat, and even Spo doing what Spo does, which is, yeah, I mean, this stuff isn't easy. You know what I mean? Like, it's like so matter of fact for them. Like, hey, there's nothing you can throw in our way that's going to create a distraction for us. Doesn't mean we're going to win every game. Doesn't mean we're going to win every title. You know, doesn't mean we're going to win every big matchup. But there has been something fun, I think, for Heat fans who buy into Heat culture and Heat DNA that the past few weeks has shown. Like, yeah, you bought into it, and you did with good reason. It was legit because we got your back, Heat Nation. That's the way it feels to me.
It is that way. And Pat Riley drives to work every day and plays They Not Like Us from Kendrick Lamar. It's like, yeah, we know what you did in the past. We know how you are, but you do what you want to. We're the damn Miami Heat. I'm with you. I'm right there with you 100%. Like I said this whole time, I'm supposed to take the athlete side on things because I'm an ex-athlete. It's not. No, Jimmy, you want to have a little I keep calling it a temper tantrum. Get on the floor in the mall and scream and yell. I'm going to stare at you. You're going to get up and get back in this car sooner or later. Or if not, I'll leave you. Okay, get him, take him. Who? Anybody want this four-year-old? You can have him. I love the established, the Heat culture. I just love the strength of the Heat. That culture thing is funny. I just love the strength of Pat Riley and the Heat. And to the point we've talked about, we're not searching for a job. Like Jimmy put out the thing with Tommy from Martin yesterday. You ain't got no damn job. We have jobs. We employ a lot of people. You don't want to be a part of this company? No problem. It's okay. We'll send you home. And somebody else, I think it was Wendy, that same thing, when he was like, he probably will pay him just to go away and won't do anything other than give him his. We'd rather give you $40 million than let you decide what we want to do with you. I know they call him, you know, the godfather and all that stuff with Pat. It is a mafia move of nope, we're good. Thanks. Whatever you need, you do what you want. And that's why I love Pat Riley.
It feels that way. And it really does. You know, a lot of times you put your faith, whether it's into a business or sports franchise, you know, you try to buy what they're selling. They're always selling you something. And a lot of times you buy it and then you get the rug pulled and you buy in again and you get the rug pulled. Happens with the Marlins all the time. I would submit to you watching this Jimmy Butler stuff play out, because again, I'm not saying that they've, you know, proceeded flawlessly. I think they've made some mistakes along the way, but bottom line is they didn't pull the rug out. They said, you believe in Heat culture? We're showing you what it is. Like, either you're with us or you're not. You're not going to dictate the terms though, which I love. But I will tell you, through the last 3-4 weeks of this, I can point, because I can always point at the Marlins for what I think is always doing the wrong thing, you know, saying one thing, doing another. But I can point at the Panthers and say that is an organization, a local organization, also on the rise in my eyes, because they really have spent a lot of money, done their due diligence in keeping players who needed to be kept and allowing players to leave who probably you could allow to leave. Like, I think you've got right now two franchises in South Florida, the Heat and the Panthers, who are probably head and shoulders above the rest. I think the Dolphins are probably closer behind than a lot of others do, but I would say Heat, Panthers, then you got the Dolphins, then you got the Marlins pulling up the proverbial rear.
What was the Panther? Hubert, though.
I mean, I'll go back to that, you know, a million times over. I mean, it was brilliant. It was brilliant.
That's the thing. When it happened, we were like, damn, man, that's Hubert, though. Okay. Oh, we just won a Stanley Cup, huh? Well, never mind Hubert, though. We're good to go. It sells making tough decisions. And some, I think, with Joe Rose, it was a Geltziler, was on with Joe Rose, and he was talking about, like, did this thing this summer, like we're saying, calling out Jimmy in the media, like, was that the start of this? And Geltzy was kind of like, he called Shaq fat in the end of the year press conference. That's Shaquille O'Neal. He was like, he's fat. Like, Pat's going to give it to you blood raw, and if you don't like it, you have thin skin, you might not want to be a Miami Heat participant in this, and it's working out that way. Jimmy's not
which is the weirdest thing, because he was supposed to have the thickest skin of anyone who's ever donned the Heat culture cape.
He is a millennial social media child. That's why I keep calling it temper tantrum. This is what Jimmy's doing. It's not helping anyone out. It's making him look small. It's not helping the organization. It's not helping the look of him. It's not helping. There's no way. Do you think, honestly, NBA players that, you know, respect Jimmy, know Jimmy, do you think they're sitting at home watching this play out saying, oh, there you go. You got him, Jimbo. There you go, Jimbo. Hey, you're teaching him a lesson. No, Jimmy, what the hell are you doing? Get your dumb ass out there and play basketball. What are you having temper tantrums for walking out of practice? Go play ball. Go get your bread. Like, this is what we do. We play ball. It's not at an athlete-to-athlete level. It looks ridiculous. Organization-to-athlete looks dumb. And to your point, Hawk, I think from a city organizational standpoint, the connection, people are looking at Jimmy Butler crazy right now. I know I am.
Now, on the negative side, Haywood Highsmith cost me a three-leg parlay last night.
When you replace Jimmy, you got to replace him more than Haywood.
I blame Spo, though, to be quite honest. Give the guy a couple minutes. I mean, you're going to double overtime. Give the guy a couple minutes back in the game. He's your starter. You can't give him a minute in one of the two overtimes, score a bucket. I parlayed last night. I had Jovic over 10.5 points. He went over. I had Duncan over 2.5 made threes. He went over. And I had Haywood Highsmith over 5.5 points. He ended with 4. I needed one more bucket from Haywood Highsmith. Was unable to get it. He'd got the dub last night. I saw Anthony Chang from the Miami Herald tweet out, Jimmy Butler is still on the Heat's roster, but the post-Butler era has already seemingly begun for the Heat. And so far, one thing has become clear in Butler's absence. The Heat plans to play bigger. The results have been encouraging so far. So there is a lot of stuff. The Jimmy Butler is obviously the focus, but the team without Jimmy Butler is what the conversation's going to be a few days from now. So get all the Jimmy Butler stuff out of your system, but start watching what Spo and the Heat are doing, because Anthony Chang points out what they're doing.
Hey, Hawk, quickly. So you blame Spo for messing up your parlay, but you don't blame the guy that scored 1 point a quarter?
Give him some minutes.
He needed that 1 point in overtime because the guy was averaging 1 point a quarter.
By the end of the game, we realized how many minutes it was going to take to get him that next bucket. Give him a couple minutes, Spo. You're running your players right into the ground. It's a Monday night game against Orlando. What are we doing? Highsmith's got legs, fresh legs. What are we doing here?
Fred, he's averaging 1 point per 12 minutes. Overtime's 5 minutes. I can't bet on this guy's 1 point.
We have a pair of tickets that were given away to see Morgan Wallen with special guests Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, others at Hard Rock Stadium in July. The word today, we give you a different code word every day. The word today is hard. So text the word hard, but text it to the right person. Don't mistakenly text hard to the wrong person. Text hard to 20357. That's 20357. Or text it to the wrong person and say, whoops, got it wrong. Just see what the reaction is. You never know. Just shoot your shot. Text the word hard to 20357, and you're entered in the contest. If you need more info, go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It's a great lineup. If you like country music, text the word hard to 20357. Mike Cuno is going to join us today. Talk about it Tuesday today. We will obviously monitor anything going on with Jimmy Butler. We'll keep our eyes peeled on Shams and Ira and Anthony Chang and everyone else. Let's begin today's show with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, who was at the Kaseya Center last night. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Let's just say, leaving the Kaseya Center, I could have texted a couple people hard after that game.
Tell you what, they showed some metal last night. They really did, because they were down. They made a nice comeback. Then it got a little dicey. They showed some metal.
That damn Bam learned where the goal was. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. Keep it up.
I hope he can keep that up.
Yeah.
They beat the Magic 125-119 last night. Yeah, they're down 14 in the fourth, 12 with 6 minutes to go. And then that lineup of Duncan, Tyler, Nico, Ware, and Bam Adebayo go on an 11-0 run, sparked by Duncan, by the way. They force overtime. In overtime, they're down six with a minute and change, and they come back, they force a double overtime, and then Bam takes over, outscores the Magic himself and the Heat. Not only do they win the game.
It's got players whose legs are tired at that point. You go to Haywood for a couple of minutes just to spell a couple of the players. I mean, Spo, I mean, he's sitting there. He's ready. He's ready to roll. It just seemed like a coaching faux pas to me.
To get one.
Yeah, yeah. Get him in there. Get one. Everybody gets a little rest.
Haywood, go get your 1 point.
What did he shoot last night?
Two of three. You know? Yeah, two of three, 4 points.
Mm.
Which makes it even funnier.
That one miss was a good look, too.
Wide open from the top of the key.
Yeah.
No joke, though. Yesterday was an important win. The Heat, they were down in the season series to the Magic, 2-1. The Magic were a half game ahead of Miami in the standings. So not only do the Heat get above 500, they split the season series with the Magic, and they jump them in the standings as of today. Now they're a half game ahead of Orlando, and if you're just looking at the seedings, I know there's still a lot of time left, but
there's six, aren't they?
Four, the Heat are the sixth seed as of today,
yeah.
And they're only a game above 500. Yeah.
That's impressive. To withstand the hoo-ha with Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler, how many games has he missed total?
19, 20.
Yeah, I mean, to miss all those games from Jimmy Butler, to go through the hoo-ha that they've gone through, to have a West Coast road trip mixed into all that, and be the sixth seed right now in the East, pretty damn impressive.
They're 10-10 without Jimmy Butler.
My man Spo be coaching now.
He can coach.
Yeah, Spo can go.
They're 10-10 without Jimmy Butler, which means they're 13-12 with him. Like, I mean, they're 500 either way. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
He's a bum.
Guy's always been a bum.
$48 million bum.
Haywood Highsmith will give you a quarter of the production for an eighth of the money.
I mean, listen, Haywood Highsmith, great nickname, the locksmith. What's Jimmy Butler's nickname?
Is that his nickname?
Yeah.
The locksmith?
That is a good
nickname.
Buckets.
Playoff Jimmy. Oh, you got to wait till April, huh, till you turn it on? Okay. The four seed through
Should
the
call
nine
him
seed.
Coffee break. I don't know.
Huh?
Doesn't play a latte.
I like that one.
I'll flesh it out during the show. I'll get there. I'm not there yet, but I'll get there.
Yeah. Unzip that quarter zip a little bit, Hawk. I think what's going on is just too much. You're cutting off your circulation. Not that much. I don't want to see.
Well, I don't have a good governor. I'm either in or out.
No. Oh, well, choke yourself, because that little chest is weird.
That's a good little chest.
Ooh, it's veiny. Ooh.
Veiny. A nice little... It's like a dump for a dog to scratch.
When's the last time you took your shirt off outside?
There's a lot of light in here. Let me turn off one of the lights.
It's a crazy part, Crowder. Hawk goes to the beach almost every day. I know, because he sends me snaps of his raggedy-ass toes out in the sand almost every day with his wife. But you never take your shirt off.
But he wears sweaters.
You want me to walk down Palmetto Park Road with my shirt off?
Yes.
You're at the beach.
You're on the beach.
No. You ever see 55-year-old guys who are walking down the street with their shirts off? You have to acknowledge who you are and where you are. You want to be a 24-year-old guy coming from the gym with your shirt off? Don't be the 55-year-old guy with the shirt draped over your shoulder walking past the 7-Eleven.
And you got to say, what up, ladies, if you walk past anybody.
Hello, ladies.
You're just you're an older guy trying to find some vitamin D coming from the sun. Like that's totally normal, man. Totally normal.
I know. That's why I'm walking on the beach.
Oh. Yeah. Solana gets all his vitamin D in the sauna.
Hold the vitamin.
Hello, fellas.
Hawk.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hawk, right hand to God. Right hand to God. I didn't want to tell you guys this, but right hand to God. 2 days ago in the sauna, guy in there in a towel. Guess where he's from?
Greece?
Greece.
Uruguay.
That's my guy.
Me and a Greek guy.
That's my guy.
He's naked in the sauna. Talking me up, and he's pouring water on that sauna. That thing was hot as a mother bleeper.
That's
and
my guy.
Greek guy. Just, they love the sauna, man.
He was trying to get you out of that towel.
What makes you think he was in a towel?
So Hawk, what were you telling me right before we came on? The Dolphins hired Danny Crossman's replacement.
Yeah, they hired a special teams coordinator. Anybody's ever heard of, but I know everybody was so excited that Danny Crossman was gone. I figured people would want to know. I already lost it. Nobody you'd know. I think somebody from Tennessee. Nobody you'd know.
Well, how about this? You know how Jonnu Smith yesterday made the Pro Bowl, announced to the Pro Bowl roster? You guys ready for another addition to the Pro Bowl?
Craig Aukerman, by the way, not to the Pro Bowl. That's your special teams coordinator. Craig Aukerman.
Thank God we had Ben Bolin on yesterday, not today, because Drake May is headed to the Pro
Bowl.
Is that
so?
Yeah.
That's funny. Gracious.
Does Tua have any Pro Bowls? He has to, right?
Is that why Ben? That, he did. He played last year, yeah. Is that why Ben Volen keeps blowing up my phone? You have any free segments today?
He sent you a picture of his vitamin D. former
Tua's gone, right? Tua has to go this year.
He went last season.
I'm saying this year, though, if Drake May's going, isn't Tua a Pro Bowler?
He missed like five games.
Five games. But he was in the games he played. He was one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
You're preaching to the choir when it comes to me, but he ain't going.
Well, anyways, your weather, Remy Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows they're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s. It's a nice day in Miami. It's not partly cloudy at all. It happens to be a beautiful afternoon. That is your weather.
All right, Mike Cugno from CBS4. He's going to talk some Jimmy Butler and some Dolphins, some Super Bowl with us in the next segment. So do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
By the way, before we get to Cugno here, we have a major, major contest, the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for a winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas, plus $5,000 for each guest. And this is during tournament time, by the way, makes it even more exciting. So it's a total of $20,000. It's very easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Hopefully you already have it. If you don't, download it. And then log in or register for an account. You probably already have one. Again, if you don't, it's free. Download the Odyssey app. Make an account for yourself. If you do have an account with the Odyssey app for this contest, I was looking at it yesterday. You have to add your phone number. There's a little pop-up that'll come up. You have to add your phone number so they can call you if you win. But all you do then is listen to 560 WQAM or any participating station for a minimum of 1 hour during the day. And that's your entry for the contest. And you can do it every day. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas. It's a great prize. All you have to do, listen to 560 WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. It's a national contest. Just listen on the app and good luck. All right, Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. You see Cugno locally on CBS4, nationally at times on CBS Sports HQ. Mike, the Jimmy Butler era in Miami, we're assuming it's over. I think everyone's moved on. The Jimmy Butler era in Miami was, you fill in the blank.
Awesome in every way, even the flame out towards the end. I mean, it was, you had the highest of highs, well, almost, because of the finals runs, but then the way this all came crashing down was actually pretty spectacular on the other end of the spectrum, considering he said he wanted to be here forever. He seemed like that Heat lifer type of guy, that throwback NBA type of player that fit the Pat Riley mold. And then it just ended in maybe the ugliest way we've ever seen a relationship end here in South Florida.
Mike, I'm taking Hawk's thought on this, but like, isn't it kind of awesome that Pat Riley can do this and he just does it being a Heat fan, where it's not just Pat, it's not just Jimmy, it's LeBron, Wade, Shaq, like Pat's Pat, and you're a Heat fan of a guy that runs a basketball team like a mafia leader.
I wonder if there's any like other execs around the NBA who might like side text Riley and like, hey, good job on what you did there. You know, like, we appreciate you. Like,
wish we could do this.
Right. Like standing on business, drawing a line, like giving other execs a pathway to not maybe be bullied by trade requests in the future. You know, like Pat Riley's going to leave a lot of marks in the NBA. This has got to be one of them, right?
Because
I don't want to correct Mike, but it's standing on business.
Business.
You didn't take a whole syllable out.
We were talking about this though. Most franchises, they don't have the cachet in the front office that Pat Riley has, and the job security. So Riley is secure. Eric Spoelstra, in my opinion, is probably going to be the coach for life, the way Red Auerbach was with the Boston Celtics, right? I mean, he can be there forever. The security that they have, but not just within the organization themselves, but within the fan base. Like, the fan base, I think, is applauding their approach to this, which is, yeah, we don't kowtow. We're the Heat. And I think I was saying to Crowder and Solana that part of me, while I don't think the Heat have handled it perfectly, I do take some pride in being a Heat fan because they walk the walk after talking the talk. They've talked the talk about culture and DNA forever, and they just walk the walk for us.
And it's not something, you know. Also, shame on me because I thought, you know, this could be corrected. I came on this show and said, I think at the end of the day, Jimmy will stay. But like, shame on us for not looking at the track record of Jimmy and him doing this other places. And shame on us for not believing that Pat Riley would do this again. I mean, it's not the first time he's kind of had to draw a line in the sand. I mean, he had to leave a key under the mat for Dwayne Wade. You know, that wasn't the prettiest exit for the franchise's greatest player, but he came back. They were able to resolve it. That's also, you know, a sign of humility on both sides. But this is what Pat Riley has done. And I think because, remember, this is a team under Jimmy Butler that got two games away from hoisting the title and then another three games a couple of years later. Like, that attachment is what, you know, you're, it's almost like the fear of the unknown. What's going to happen after Jimmy? But then you see what happens with the way they've constructed this roster, and there's going to be the ups and downs and the bumps and bruises with this young team. But last night was fun, right? You get a text from Solana at 10:23, just hard. I don't know why, but that's what we got.
You know why?
And, you know. And so this is, you know, you just got to trust him sometimes. Trust the process was built here in Miami. It just didn't copyright it like the Sixers did.
So
I think that's why. Isn't that why Big O booted you off the show? You kept sending him those late night texts.
Yeah, the problem was that those late night texts with Big O were about Derrick Jones Jr., which didn't exactly hold up the right way. You know?
Hey, come on now. Airplane mode,
man.
Are you still kicking around the NBA?
Speaking of airplane mode, before Solana asks you a question, Solana had taken issue earlier in the show with calling Jimmy Butler playoff Jimmy. Like, now we're all goofing, you know, like he's playoff Jimmy, and Crowder's like, Jimmy buckets. The guy can't even put up 20 in a game. I was spitballing a couple of ideas, you know, based on his coffee. I came up with, someone just texted in a good one. Someone just texted in Cappuccino Show.
Oh, that's good.
How about he doesn't play a latte?
Oh, I think that's better.
All right, we'll work on something because I'm trying to come up with a coffee related nickname for Jimmy Butler. I think the two clubhouse leaders right now, Cappuccino Show, doesn't play a latte. By the way, use that on CBS HQ if you need.
I will. I'll bring that nationally.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it's your. I'll keep it locally, but you can have that nationally if you want.
By the way, you guys were talking about Big Face Coffee like a couple of weeks ago, and I was listening to the show. It may have been last week. I'd actually just gone recently, and it was like $10 for a black coffee. That
like a black drip coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It was no joke when he said it was $10 a cup. He wasn't lying.
Was it good?
It was all right. I'm like the worst kind of coffee snob because I just like simple and basic. I don't like over the top even flavors for just a normal black coffee. So it was okay, but I'm the guy who thinks McDonald's coffee is just like the peak because it is just straight black coffee.
speaking of coffee, I know Solana has a question, but just speaking of coffee, when this stuff comes up, it's my wheelhouse. Starbucks is reinstituting some stuff that they took away since COVID, and it's such a brilliant move. They announced today they're reinstituting the little condiments bar. You know, after COVID, you couldn't walk over there and get the cinnamon. Used to have nutmeg and cinnamon and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, it was just gone, and it never came back. Also, they are reinstituting the baristas writing your name with a Sharpie on the cup. They don't do that anymore. They just print out the sticker, and it's got your name on it because everyone has the app, and the sticker's on the cup. They're reinstituting writing the name with the Sharpie. And thirdly, if you drink your coffee in the Starbucks, you can have it in a glass mug again the way that they used to, and you can have free refills if you're drinking it there at the Starbucks.
Have we ever been this back as a society? Man, we are just
so
all the way
back. I thought the same thing. I read that, Cuño, and I was like, we are back, baby. There is no stopping us now.
Starbucks.
Yeah.
Nah, that's the Hawk's right about this, man. Like, you can go to Starbucks,
100%,
get it in a mug, and then get a free refill at Starbucks, and you didn't have to leave. You just stay there all
those
day.
Were better times, that was man. The whole those thing. Were better Starbucks times.
Was, Starbucks was an experience back then where you can actually spend like an entire afternoon not knowing it, just chit chatting with friends, and now it just became like a Jiffy Lube where you just go in and get
exactly
what you need and get out.
Yeah. What the new CEO said, we lost the feel of a coffee shop and it just became a transactional business like a Jiffy Lube, like you just said, like that. It's exactly what happened. Those were better times.
Listen, like I've told you many times on this show, I was a Starbucks barista. That was my era. Right there.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. I would have remembered that. You were a Starbucks barista?
Yeah. I'm positive I've mentioned this on this show before. People probably start. Really?
Never. Never. I didn't know
Did
that
you know
either.
That, Crowder?
No. Okay,
they put you through training and all that stuff, and they do like a blind taste test where you have like three different coffees, and they try to educate you on which one's better, and they're like, which one did you rate the best and the worst? And I had Starbucks in the middle, but I had like, they gave us also like a McDonald's coffee, or I think it was Dunkin' Donuts. And I was like, this one's better. And so I had, you know, first day on the job, not a great first impression.
But how long did you work as a barista?
I did it as a summer in college. Like I came home, I think it was a freshman. I came home and I had like 3 months to kill. And I was like, let me get just a summer job. And I used to be a barista at the Starbucks that was right next to Hungry Bear across the street from
Solana. He probably served you a coffee.
College.
Wow. I mean,
you were probably, or maybe a milk or chocolate milk or something.
I served you with your parents. No, well, that, he was probably, yeah.
Vanilla
probably
bean blocked. Frappuccino. Vanilla bean frappuccino was my go-to.
Exactly.
OJ Simpson was a customer at the time.
Yeah.
He was right down the road.
That was my Starbucks.
Morning,
that was my Starbucks. That's my Starbucks, Cuño.
That's because Solana loves the Hungry Bear there. You get the meat bomb.
Steak bomb. But yeah.
Whatever. It's another thing he texts me late at night. Meat bomb. No one knows what's going on with Solana lately. You strike me, though, as someone who would have taken your barista responsibilities like very seriously. Oh.
You're talking about a kid who was in college at the time, and that 5 a.m. call time was the worst. You come in a little.
But I feel when you put that apron on, it's like Jason Taylor putting the cleats on.
Listen to me. When I put the apron on, you know, soccer moms come in at like 9 a.m. on a Saturday before the soccer games. I was wheeling and dealing. You know, I was flipping like Tom Cruise in that bartending movie.
Cocktail.
Yep, that was me.
That is.
Like, you pull some numbers? It seemed like an easy place to pull numbers.
Him especially.
Yeah. I'm a married man, Crowder. We don't need to talk about it.
You weren't then.
No, I wasn't then.
It's college time. This is nostalgia. We're talking about the past.
No, honestly, the median age in that Starbucks was basically anyone who was a professor at Miami-Dade College and then, like, everyone's grandma in the area. So,
you know, like, Solana, it's possible that he shot at your mom. Yeah, now that I'm playing it out, because your mom would go there too, right?
Yeah, all the time. Cunio, yeah. Are you my dad?
Hey, I told you to wait in the truck.
Wow. What a revelation today. I am just blown. Cool. I'm delighted by that. All right, back to the Heat.
Solana, if you want to have a whole coffee episode, we can do this. But go ahead, fire on.
Delighted.
Well, now I don't even remember what my question was going to be about. I think I was going to ask you when Khalil Ware's statue is going up. But at this point, I mean, whatever.
Ask him where the child support check.
It's going to be the Jovic lefty lob to the Khalil Ware alley-oop. It's got to be a combo at this point.
Let me give you a quick Super Bowl one before we run out of time here. Were you surprised? I was surprised that the line was only 2. How does it play out in your head? KC and Philadelphia on paper, I think, obviously, KC, it was down to 1.5 yesterday on the Hard Rock app. On paper, I guess it's a very close game. I don't have any faith that Philadelphia can beat Kansas City.
We have done this time and time again. Every time Kansas City is in the Super Bowl against someone else, the opponent, has the better roster. We are saying the same things about this Eagles team that we've said, quite frankly, about the Eagles team last time they played Kansas City, and the 49ers team the last few times they've met in the Super Bowl. Until Patrick Mahomes stopped stepping on that field. I told you guys this last week. I'm going to stop betting against him because I've been doing it the last few years and I'm just wrong all the time. And so I just think they find a way to get it done. And they're probably more motivated for this one than any of the others. And I know it's weird to say because it's Super Bowl, but no one's done the three-peat. You know, they have something they could that no one else has done right on the grasp of their fingertips. I just got to think that this is everything you got. And I know that's stupid to say it's Super Bowl, but I just wouldn't vote against them in this scenario.
And Mike, we joked about it with Ben Bowling yesterday too. Is the NFL's future resting upon Andy Reid's blood pressure and his glucose count? Because if Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are together as long as they are, they're going to win Super Bowl after Super Bowl. Like, the Andy Reid retiring could change what we're going through right now. But this dynasty is not slowing down as long as Andy Reid's healthy.
You know, it's funny. Someone asked me this the other day, like, when's Andy Reid going to retire? And I go, when they stop winning. Because you can't, like, if you win a second, well, you got to go for the third. And if you win the third, you got to go for the fourth, right? Like, you can't. I just don't think you can stop. And so, Andy Reid's future probably just rides on whenever that next Super Bowl loss is, honestly, unless it just becomes unfathomably long, like they win like 5 or 6 in a row, which are not going to happen. But until someone knocks them off, I just can't pick against them anymore. I refuse to do it.
That's where I'm at with it. All right, say goodbye to your daddy, Solana.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, son. Love you.
Don't love
I'm one
him.
Of these new age dads that tells their kids they love them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tell my son I love him every day.
Yeah, you're a new age dad. There you go.
Yep. All right. Mike Cunio, Solana's daddy.
73.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Open shot. Fate of the universe on the line, or the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth. You better hit it. I want
Bam Adebayo!
Hawk and Crowder.